You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today we're kicking off our weekly catch-up with Te Pasi Māori.
Speaking to Takutai Kemp, the party's candidate for Tamaki Makaurau, I talked to her about the reason for having a Māori party in the first place, the party's exclusion from tomorrow's general election debate on campus, Three Waters and Te Matatini. I started by asking her about the party's kaupapa.
Kia ora. So the kaupapa for Te Pāti Māori is that it's all about assertion of our mana motuhake and our liberation, that we are a Māori political movement. We don't really call ourselves a party, but a political movement, and that we're guided by our own tikanga, and we fiercely advocate for the best interests of our whānau, hapū and iwi. So how I see it is, it's all about whānau. It's all about upholding the best interests of our people. It's always about being guided by our tikanga that we're surrounded by, and it's about keeping our tikanga and our principles alive.
And just for our listeners who may not be familiar, what is mana motuhake?
When I think about mana motuhake, I think about it's about Māori being in control, Māori being able to be ourselves, to be able to live the life that we want to be able to live. And that's how I look at mana motuhake, about having the freedom to be Māori and to do the things that we do.
And why have a particular Māori party instead of just running in the Māori seats with the other major parties?
Well, when we look at Te Pāti Māori and the movement, we want to be able to ensure that, well, we are, you know, tiriti focused, and that's what we base ourselves on, and that we are the only indigenous movement or party and government, led by Māori, for Māori, with Māori.
So there's an election debate tomorrow at the University of Auckland. There's representatives from various parties, but I haven't seen any representative for Te Pāti Māori announced. Why is Te Pāti Māori not represented at this debate?
Well, that's actually a very good question, and that's probably something for the uni. Maybe they haven't put that out to the party. And this is only my own opinion, and that I'm actually unsure why there is. There should always be a representative from Te Pāti Māori at such crucial debates, especially when we want to talk the rangatahi, especially when it's here in Tamaki Makaurau.
Do debates miss out from not having that Māori perspective brought to them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, from an Indigenous perspective and from a Māori perspective, you miss. There will be, you know, you will miss definitely having a voice at tipu.
So there was a recent High Court decision rejecting some local councils' bid seeking to vindicate their property rights over infrastructure assets, and specifically water infrastructure assets. I guess just why so much controversy over what's an infrastructure bill? You know, it's quite boring, but it's become the centre of a culture war almost.
When I think about the infrastructure, you know, we think about what is best for our whenua, what is best for our tangata, for our people, and sometimes they don't always do what's best. And that's why we have some of these problems that are happening around Tamaki Makaurau, with a lot of the weather that's happening, with the flooding. Part of that is the infrastructure isn't able to cope. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we can't answer for council. And we want to just make sure that Māori have a voice when it comes to Three Waters, and that we are upholding that kaupapa.
And I saw that Te Pāti Māori actually voted against the bill in its final reading, seeing as Te Pāti Māori voted against this because it doesn't go far enough in recognising rangatiratanga over water assets. And on the other end of the spectrum, you've just got a complete rejection of any Māori input into governance over water infrastructure. Does that make co-governance actually the compromise position instead of this sort of extreme radical position?
Well, we would probably say it, you know, again, my opinion, we don't believe in support in co-governance because we believe we own the water, or it's our rights to have access to water. So that's an Indigenous stance for Three Waters. But it's not a korero that I can elaborate more on because I'm not the MP for the party.
And this week, Te Pāti Māori has had quite a big presence at Te Matatini, right?
It's been a great week to be Māori. Proud to be Māori has been everywhere here in Tamaki Makaurau with Te Matatini. You know, we've just come out of a great week of recognition, a week of celebration, a week of acknowledgement around being proud to be Māori. And we saw that here in Tamaki Makaurau. And as a people at the moment, that is what we were focused on over the last week. You know, we can put the Three Waters, the council, and all those things to the side over the last week where we've come together as a nation, as whānau hapū iwi, to celebrate who we are as a people and who we are as Māori. And to us in the last week, that's been our focus. And here in Tamaki Makaurau at Eden Park. And I think that should be something that we acknowledge. We acknowledge all those kapa haka rōpū who took to the stage. We acknowledge those groups that came from Gisborne, from Te Tai Rāwhiti, from Ngāti Kahununu, from Hastings Napier, Ahuriri, who came, you know, in a time where they didn't want to leave their whenua, where they didn't want to leave their whānau due to the flooding. And they came to Tamaki Makaurau to represent their whānau hapū. And we acknowledge them for doing that and to come. We heard their mamai, we felt it, but we also felt their aroha for their people. And that's a time where we have to remind our people we can rise up and things are going to be okay. It's going to be a long recovery, you know, for those communities, for those iwi, before we can move past this, but we will be okay as a people. And that's what I'd like to focus on as we think about the past week with Te Matatini. And to mihi to the winners, to Te Whānau Aapanui and the haka group of our MP, Raori Waititi, who announced him on the stage, is a running tenders again for Wairākei. So a big mihi to Rāwhiti for continuing his journey and for his kapa haka rōpū, Te Whānau Aapanui. I think sometimes we get wrapped up in that, you know, the policy, the Pākehā mainstream kaupapa that is out and around us, but this week we acknowledge those whānau that have been affected by the flooding, by Cyclone Gabrielle, and for those whānau that were here that took the stage at Te Matatini.
And I guess there's a political vision that does lie in this sort of gathering of community, right?
Look, definitely. And I'm not sure if you managed to get there, but what a beautiful place to be, to feel the wairua, to feel the aroha of our whānau, but to hear what it is that our kapa haka groups are talking about, are singing about, having haka about, you know, talking about the political agendas, talking about the changes that our people want to see, talking about leaders, and that's what we heard on the stage. But what Te Matatini brought us was connection. It brought us together as a people. We haven't been able to be part of Te Matatini for the last 4 years due to COVID. And really proud of our people and proud of the Te Matatini Association for carrying on and showing up people the resilience. And there's always a political stance in all those types of things because that's what we do. That's what we do with kapa haka. We share our thoughts, our whakaaro, our feelings of what's happening around us.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp speaking about Manamotu Hake being left out from an upcoming election debate Three Waters, and circling back to Manamotehake through community in Te Matatini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.